New Country Z100, it's Midland and drinking problem at 8:52 this morning. Hey, right now we're at 62 degrees at Z100, and it is the second most unrealistic reality show on TV. I'm talking about ABC's The Bachelorette. This season, we're following a gal named Rachel. My wife joins me on the program this morning. She follows along very closely at home and has the brackets filled out of her guys, of who she thinks this gal's going to pick. She joins me right now. And hey, good morning, love.
Good morning, babe.
Boy, it was a two-parter here, wasn't it, for The Bachelorette?
It was. There was two nights of excitement.
Yeah, right? Two nights of drama as Rachel is really whittling them down, if I can use the word whittle.
Well, on the first night, she has a one-on-one with Brian. Mm-hmm. And I kind of mentioned him in the beginning. I thought he would kind of go far, but he's gone further than I expected. And she's really, really into Brian.
Okay.
I had a good one-on-one. He got the rose.
Sometimes I think the producers of the show just kind of steer us in a certain direction to make us think one thing or another, Joy.
That's absolutely what they do.
Hey, this guy's going to go all the way. Nope, he's done right there.
Yeah, which she had like a real steamy... Ooh. Scene with Peter in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and gives the rose to Will. So it was a little confusing, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, we have the two-on-one with Kenny and Lee, which I really don't care for either one of them. She sends Lee home. I mean, there's some mouthing, as usual, on Kenny's part more than Lee's.
Oh, my God, Snake. Do you ever feel no shame? Look, we ain't got to never talk, but here's what I got to say to you. It must feel terrible that you have to lie so terribly.
Yeah, and let's just say that was the PG version.
Right.
Of the conversation.
Gotcha.
And she doesn't give Kenny the rose, but she says that she wants to explore a little further with him so he gets to leave with her.
Night number two, last night, more drama.
Josiah ends up going home.
No! Josiah was my favorite!
It was real bad, babe. Like, their conversation was quite terrible. He's so full of himself, and she was, like, trying to get more from him, and the whole time he's just saying, I knew the moment I met you, you know, that you were the one, and we're just, this is it, and yada. And she's like, well, but you don't ever, like, ask me anything about myself. Like, the only thing he talks about is, you know, her looks and their connection, but he never goes any deeper.
Came in here abundantly confident. I have no words to explain, to articulate her decision making. It's just weird, dude, the people that she kept in the house over me.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. So then they go to Denmark, and she goes on a one-on-one with Eric, and that went great. He's fun. He's upbeat. He's constantly dancing and singing, laughing, and she has a good time with him. So he ended up getting the rose.
Okay.
They have another group date that Peter gets the rose on. I think her and Peter get along really, really well.
Okay.
But I think she's kind of going back and forth between him and Brian at this point. But she's really just, like you said, she's whittling him down. She goes on a one-on-one date with Will. And he goes home, and then they go to the rose ceremony, and Alex goes home. So she ends up sending home, I think, a total of six people, and she ended up with six left.
I mean, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Just by you saying they went to Denmark, that's just funny to me. I don't know why, but it's like, hey, let's go to Denmark of all the places. It's a beautiful country, I'll say that. What are your thoughts here moving on? Are you still going with Peter?
Peter is still my pick.
Okay.
Like I said, I think that Brian, she's really battling between him and Brian, but I'm still going with Peter. I like him better at this point.
Okay.
So we'll see what the next episode brings.
Well, if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many blah, blah, whatever. Well, thank you so much for your in-depth analysis, Joy, and we'll see what happens on the second most unrealistic reality show on TV, ABC's The Bachelorette. My love, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I love you very much.
I love you too.
Kent in the country.
Well, there you go. Going with Peter. See if he reigns supreme on the second most unrealistic reality show on TV, The Bachelorette. There's a whole lot more coming up, including Thompson Square music and Mudfest tickets on the way. Kent in the